Billionaire Democrat donor blasts disaster zone Bernie Sanders, misinformed Ocasio-Cortez. By Joshua Kaplan on July 11, 2019. Chaim Sabin, a billionaire media mogul and mega donor to the Democrat Party, eviscerated 2020 White House contender Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, in a recent interview, slamming him as a communist and disaster zone. Speaking to The Hollywood Reporter, Sabin praised the crowded field of Democrat primary candidates but signaled out Sanders as the sole contender he strongly dislikes, citing his frequent attacks on the billionaire class. "I profoundly dislike Bernie Sanders, and you can write it. I don't give a hoot. He's a communist under the cover of being a socialist. He thinks that every billionaire is a crook," Sabin lamented. "He calls us the billionaire class. And he attacks us indiscriminately. It's the billionaire class, the bad guys. This is how communists think. So, 22 are great. One is a disaster zone." Israeli-born Sabin then blasted the independent Vermont senator's stance on Israel, wondering out loud if he is out of your freaking mind in claiming to support the Jewish state despite his voting record and public statements. "I can't deny the impact that Bernie has had on the Democratic Party," Sabin conceded. "I love it when Bernie says, 'I recognize Israel's right to exist.' That's how he expresses his support of Israel. Well, thank you so very much. Are you out of your freaking mind? Oh, I'm allowed to live. Hallelujah, praise the Lord." Sabin also took aim at Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's DNY hyperbolic comments regarding the Jewish state's security concerns. "Oc made a statement, 'There's a massacre in Gaza,'" said Sabin. She was asked a question related to what's going on between Israel and the Palestinians, and she said, "Well, I'm going to have to study this." So, here she made a statement that is pretty scary and pretty compelling but misinformed. Why don't you go study and then make a statement? Sabin, who backed Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election, also offered praise for President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move the U.S. Embassy to the Holy City. "There are some steps that he took that I am very pleased with, and there are some steps that he took that could have been taken but in a broader context," he said.